dashboard, you're concerned your car's going to blow up. You know, whatever it is, there is a, you have a concern. So, we give it to prayer. We search out God's desires. We'll know how to handle it. Through love, not through law. Let's go to Ruth. Let's take a look at Ruth. I'm going to read a lot here. There's three people in her concern for each other, and it's kind of neat. It's a very loving book. Women really like it. And it's like a Hallmark channel, basically. Right, Andy? It's a Hallmark channel. All right. Chapter 2. And you'll see it here, the concern, and you'll see the love for all of them. So I'm just going to read, and I may stop and point one of them out here and there, but you'll see it. The preface is their father, or her husband just died, and there's three ladies, Naomi, Ruth, and I forget the other one's name, Mara. Okay, going to deal with Naomi and Ruth mostly, but all their husbands died, so they're stuck. Okay? And Naomi says, you know what, I'm going to go back to Moab where I came from. She's older, she's not going to have kids anymore, so no one's really going to marry her. So she just goes back, and she tells these other ladies that you go to where you came from, we'll all split up. And we're at this part here. And Ruth says she'd follow her. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now Naomi was a kinsman, had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth, the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. One of the three people we need to talk about. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of the grain, after one in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. So she departed and went and gleaned in the field. And after the reapers, and she happened to come to a portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said to the reapers, may the Lord be with you. And they said to him, may the Lord bless you. Then Boaz said to the servant, who is in charge of the reapers? Whose young woman is this? The servant in charge of the reapers replied, she is a young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab. And she said, please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. And thus she came, and she has remained from the morning until now. And she is sitting at the house for a little while. So let's just take a little bit of Ruth here. Let's just take a look at her. So they just move. Right? They come to this place. She goes, I'm going to help you, Naomi. I'm going to go get a job. I'm going to go pick so we have food to eat. I'm going to glean what these other people missed. I'm going to go through and clean up their crop. And maybe someone will find favor in me. And then I'll have a husband and we'll all be taken care of. See, but she was concerned about Naomi. Right? She was concerned. She wanted to be with her. Where would she go without Naomi? She loved Naomi. She followed her. She could have went back to her own home, her own security, her own place where she grew up. But she chose to go with someone who loved her. And she chose to love her back. Verse 8. Then Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean another field. Furthermore, do not go from this one, but stay here with my friends. Let her eyes be on the field which they may reap, and go after them. And indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from the servants what the servants draw. And then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and she said to him, "Why have you found favor? Why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?" Boaz replied to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me. Now you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and came to a people that you did not previously know. May the Lord reward your work and your wages be in full of the Lord, the God of Israel. Under those wings you have come to seek refuge." And then he said, "I have found favor in your sight, my." Then she said, "I have found favor in your sight, my Lord, and you have comforted me. And indeed, I have spoken kindly of your maidservant, through I am not like one of your maidservants." So, what happened here was Boaz knew her toils, her tribulations, her trials, seen her spirit, and knew that she needed help. He was truly concerned about her. Just met her. What drew his attention? She worked from morning until that time. Hotter than sun. I'm sure everybody else took breaks. She was probably out there pushing it to glean what she could for Naomi so she would be noticed by someone. So she was pushing hard for a cause. He asked, "Hey, who's this chick? You know, who's this girl? Man, she is something else. She's a hard worker. I know. These guys are telling me what she's doing out there. And she come from Naomi. Naomi told me what she's like. Man, I got to help this girl." See, that's how we are. We see someone's heart and we want to help, right? We see their struggles, their toils. We know that they're going through the motions and they're trying hard, but things just ain't working out for them. And we're concerned and we want to help. Verse 14. At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come here, that you may eat the bread and dip your piece of bread in vinegar." Ew. "So that she sat beside the reapers and he served her roasted grain. And she ate and was satisfied and had some left. And then she rose again to glean. Boaz commanded his servants, saying, let her glean even from among the sheaves, and do not insult her. Also you purposed... Excuse me. Also, you shall purposely pull her out of her some grain from the bundles and leave it, that she may glean, and do not rebuke her. So she gleaned the field until evening, and she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was the epeth of barley. She took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also took it out and gave Naomi what she had left after she was satisfied. When her mother... See, right there, after she was satisfied, she's talking about those kernels that Boaz gave her, the roasted grain. She didn't eat it all till she was satisfied, and then she saved the rest for Naomi. Was she concerned about Naomi? Yeah. Concerned. Cared. Where did I leave off at? I'm just going to start in, 19. Her mother-in-law then said to her, "Where did you glean today? And where did you work? May he who took notice of you be blessed." So she told her mother-in-law in whom she had worked and said, "The name of the man with whom I have worked today is Boaz." Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed of the Lord, who has withdrawn his kindness to the living and to the dead." And again Naomi said to her, "This man is our relative. He is one of our closest relatives." Then Ruth the Moabite said, "Furthermore, he has said to me, 'Why should you stay close to my service until they have finished all my harvest?'" Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maids so that others do not fall upon you in another field." So that she stayed close. See how Naomi was concerned about Ruth? Don't go to other fields. Stay right there. Stay there. That's your cousin. Okay? If she didn't care about her, she wouldn't say anything. But she was concerned about her, so everything would work well with her. So she stayed close by the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest. And she lived with her mother-in-law. Verse 3, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, 'My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you? Now Boaz, our kinsman, whose maids you were, behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight. Wash yourself, therefore, anoint yourself, and put on the best clothes and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to man until she has finished eating and drinking. It shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what you shall do.' And he said to her, 'All that you say, I will do.'" So Ruth was listening to Naomi. Naomi was concerned that Ruth, or she's concerned that Ruth would get a husband. She had a little play in this because she would get grandkids then, but it's not all on her. But she was concerned about Ruth, and Ruth, so she tells her, "This is the guy, the only guy that can marry you," that Naomi remembered. But we know from the story that there was another guy that Boaz had to go to first because he wanted to marry her. He went to him and said, "Hey, there's Naomi here. We got a field. We got all our possessions. Do you want to redeem those possessions?" Well, the guy said, "Yeah, I'll surely redeem it. But there's a catch. There's little Ruth with it. You've got to take her on too." The guy said, "Nah, I don't want no part of that." So Boaz got. He fulfilled the wishes. He did his right thing by God to fulfill what God said, that no one that you need to take care of, someone that's died in your family, his wife, so that he won't be left, what's the word, is that they will have kids and the person that died will not be avenged, and he will have kids and live on through that. So, concern. Love. Like I said before, concern will not be present without love. Boaz was told by Naomi who this Ruth girl was. He heard from the servants. He's seen her character. Loved her. Concerned and did everything right by God for her. Is that what we do? Do we do everything right by God for other people? See, what would be our concern for other people then? So they can see God, right? And they can be married to God right? So we are going to put all these things in place so they can marry God. It's still going to be their choice now. Ruth didn't have much of a choice, but she chose. Doing right by God. Doing what He wants. Fulfilling His purpose because we're concerned about Him. And we're concerned about His creatures. Concerned about Him and concerned about His creatures. Concern can't be present without love. If you love God, you'll love His creatures. Scripture, right? That is Scripture. Now we got 1 Corinthians. Paul had a little trouble there. He tells them, first of all, I thank God always concerning you, the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus, that everything in you were enriched in Him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm in you till the end, blameless in the lay of the Lord, the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord. He's telling these people to the church of Corinth. Next sentence. Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, that there be no divisions among you, that you be made complete in the same mind and the same judgment. For I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, that by Chloe's people, that there are some quarrels among you. Concern here. He said they were in Christ, and there's quarrels among you. So Paul was going to take care of that. Right? And this is through a letter. How much can you do in a letter? They can't see the love in His voice. Right? They can't feel that love in His voice. They can't feel that concern. They can't see that He's right in there helping him, but He's going to do the best He can do through a letter. Okay? But verse 9, I think it was 9. Well, verse 4, I thank God always concerning you. He's praying, isn't he? I thank God always concerning you. So he's praying for them. That's what it's about. Prayer will be the first part of concern. Right? Because if we try and do it any other way, we're putting it in our own hands. I'm concerned, but I'm going to take care of it. Pray first, then take action, because God will work through that prayer. And He'll be with you. Any fight that you've seen out there in the Old Testament, God didn't go before them, they lost the fight, right? If God didn't go before them, they lost the fight. Be concerned about people. Pray. Take action. That's just the message today. Just the message. It's a character trait that God put in those who love Him. Because love, concern will not be present without love. So that's where I'm going to end it today. And Joe, you want to close us in prayer?
We're praying to heaven, Father,